Oh, this bloke, Adam Crouch, our state member for Terrigal. I'm not real keen to talk to him today after someone was not invited
talk
to
about
the,
dejected.
The new lift opening at Narara Station. Adam Crouch, good morning, sir.
Look, I am so sorry that you didn't get a formal invitation, but Paddy, the good news is there's no cap on people getting waxed now, so you'll be right.
All right.
There you go.
Have you seen Meharry back down at Terrigal on the weekend? There was more than just me there, pal.
I was going to say, there were a lot of people down at Terrigal on the weekend. There are a few hairy backs out there.
If you did look like a Yeti.
You know what? There's a social separation now, people who have had their hair cut and people who haven't.
I've had 7:45 last Monday, fellas. I was in the hairdressers getting the chop. It was brilliant. It was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, really? See, I wanted to do that too, but I didn't want to queue up.
If you go really early, although you guys are still working, so... But early in the morning, good time to go. It's not too bad.
Hey, Crouchy, what happened? Because we were going to, once they got 80%, which we are, so we don't have to wear masks in the office anymore. There was going to be travel throughout the state. Why was that changed at the last minute?
Yeah, look, obviously Kerry Chan and her team have looked at the risk factors for regional New South Wales, and she still deems them too high. So in some rural areas around New South Wales, some of the double dose rates are still as low as 45%. So, you know, here on the Central Coast, we're well in advance of 70, but some of those rural areas are still a fair way behind. So what they've looked at is they've worked out that by the 1st of November, they will have climbed to pretty much where we all are now. And it was to reduce the risk factor for those areas, to be honest. And I know there are a lot of people that are disappointed who wanted to go out and about, but, you know, there's plenty of things to do here on the Central Coast, and there's about $13 million worth of Dine and Discover vouchers in the pockets of people on the Central Coast, and a good opportunity to support your local businesses right now the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think it's just people just feel misled, you know, when you hang the carrot out in front and say 80% you can go, and just a week out, then you say no. People have actually made plans and probably paid for travel that they now can't use.
Yeah, look, we know it's tough. And again, that's going to be one of those things. I mean, we've done so well for the last 16 weeks. But again, you know, we've always been guided by Kerry and her team of experts. And they've looked at those rural areas and they just said, look, it's not worth the risk to them. And again, if you don't want a massive outbreak in a rural area, because again, you saw what happened in Broken Hill and in other areas like Dubbo, where it literally went off like wildfire and the vaccination rates were so much lower. And that makes it very hard to keep people safe. So, yeah, look, I know it's been tough for people. Everyone's been so good, guys. They really have, especially here on the coast. And, again, there's so much to do at the moment right here. I mean, you know, you can go into a pub now and stand up and have a beer with your mate. I mean, even those little things which we couldn't do a week ago, we can do now.
Which is damn good. Now, they do say with this travel, Crouchy, that it will be November 1, we'll be able to go throughout the state. But just say if vaccination rates in these country areas haven't gone up or improved.
Yeah, what they've done, Paddy, is they've already looked at where the dose numbers are. So you've got that time frame between your first and second dose. So they've already done the calculations and worked out that they'll be up at a much higher rate by the time we get to 1 November. So they look at all of that data and then do the calculations and worked out that by the time they get to 1 November, those vax rates will be acceptable.
Yeah. Right. And look, with the Central Coast, it's been one moment it was regional, the next moment it's Greater Sydney, next moment it's regional, next moment it's Greater Sydney. Is the Central Coast now part of Greater Sydney for the foreseeable future?
No, so let's be really clear. The Central Coast has always been a region. We have been since 2010.
Not according to the rules, though, Crouchy.
It's only because of the health advice. So what they do is they look at areas around Sydney in the beginning, and they said, right, who are the greater risk in the areas around Sydney? It was ourselves, the Blue Mountains, Shell Harbour, all those regions that are really close and butt up to Sydney were at much higher risk rates, which is why we had to go into lockdown.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we've also enjoyed the benefits of those. Right now, if you live in Sydney, the only place you can effectively go on holiday is the Central Coast, the Blue Mountains, and Shell Harbour. So we've got a three-week head start on all the other regions for people in Sydney who are all highly vaccinated to come and spend their money and enjoy the best the Central Coast got to offer. So you know, there's been swings and roundabouts on this, but, you know, from the state government's perspective, we are officially a region and have been for a long time. We get all the regional funding, the regional seniors travel card, all that sort of stuff flows to us because we're a region. But from the health perspective, Kerry's had to make some pretty tough calls about the risks to us as a region, and that's why there have been those changes. And I know it's been confusing and tough, but we've got through it and we're doing a good job.
Mate, do you get on with Dom as well as you got on with Gladys?
Yeah, look, he's a great guy. I mean, look, you know, he's just announced baby number 7 on the way. I mean, he needs to get a bigger TV. That'd be my
holy, advice. I know. He's announced his 7th child this morning.
I was thinking about the laser tag party. You know, you can have just the Perrottos and the Lakers tag party for one, you know, Perrottos. You know?
Team on their own.
I don't think he's going to have time for baby number 8 now. He's the premier, to be honest. I think it'll keep him pretty busy. But
I dare him to have baby number 8.
I don't think Mrs. P would be very happy about that. So, but, you know, look, he's a good guy. I mean, I obviously caught up with him last week when Parliament was sitting, talked to him about the Central Coast and what's been happening here. And, you know, the things that I had in place with Gladys will be the same with him. As a whip, I get to meet with him every week privately, but it's a really good opportunity to talk about all things Central Coast and what's been happening up here and what's going on. And look, he's really excited about what we have coming forward in the future. And, you know, we've got to understand that he was the guy that was controlling the money while Gladys was the premier. And we have done really well as a region out of that and to the tune of billions of dollars. So I want to make sure that keeps going.
Yeah.
So
you might be able to pitch the idea of the Paddy Gerard statue at Narara Station to the next now.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry you didn't get a gong to the Narara Station opening. Mate, you can pop over and go up and down the lift as much as you like.
Yeah. Has the
if he's there in bronze, he might forget about the lift opening.
Has the ribbon been cut at that new lift at the Narara Station?
Look, I don't think it's an official ribbon cutting, but I know that the commuters are going to be jumping in the lifts and using them already. Mate, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
No, that's okay.
Paddy's going shopping for ribbons at Spotlight today. He's going to do his own.
And one more question. With restrictions eased a little bit, my wife's allowed to tongue-pash me now, isn't she?
Oh, my God. I'm pretty sure you put that same question to the health minister, didn't you, if I remember correctly?
Maybe.
Poor old Brad didn't know how to answer that one. Look, what you and Kirst do in the confines of your own home, mate, is completely your business.
Yeah, she's kissing me with a mask on.
Brady's just walking around now with his mouth open.
Oh, dear. Another reason not to go to Narara Station.